The question today is, what hope can a young person have for a godly home in this ungodly world we live in today? Well, let me say this. We need that same thing about even after we're married, even after not just a young person, but then we need that. What hope do we have? So first of all, I like to deal with the unmarried as far as the young people. I guess you could say teenagers or those that are looking for something in their life as far as a home to settle down in the days to come. But the 20-year-olds and along in that line, those who've never been married, first of all, I'll give you some things you need to practice if you want to have a good home. I'm talking about a godly home in this ungodly world. The first thing you need to do is that you need to set your heart to seek the Lord for salvation. Too many people have made a false profession at a young age before they've even reached the knowledge of accountability. They've been told by the preacher, this is what you need to do. They think they're saved, but they will not heed that little voice inside that keeps saying, that's just the devil making you doubt. But really, it's the Holy Spirit of God that's trying to make you see that you've never been saved. So first thing you won't have to have, if you're going to have a home, a godly home in this ungodly world, is you need to set your heart to seek the Lord for salvation. You see, it's not natural for a man to seek the Lord by himself. We know that. The Bible tells us that. But when He awakens you, when He stirs you, when He gives you light, then you can seek the Lord for salvation. The second thing you need to do is you need to seek the Lord's will for your life, especially for your mate. In other words, don't take it for granted that it's natural for boy meet girl, and he looks good, she looks good. That's usually what we base our things upon as far as our marriage is concerned. But you see, if you get the wrong one, you're headed for trouble, but you've got to make the best of it if you want to be right with the Lord. In other words, don't matter whether you've got the one that you thought was... You see, the devil tried to tell you there's somebody else out there that made you a better husband or a better wife than the one you've got because of some problems that come up. But no, if you'd have sought the Lord's will for your life and especially for your mate, then you'd have got the right one. Wait on God to get the right one. And then keep yourself pure. Young people, you need to keep yourself pure. The Bible says this, Paul said this in 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse number 18, flee fornication. Every sin that a man doth is without the body, but he that committeth fornication sinneth against his own body. So Paul said to flee fornication. He told Timothy in 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse number 22, flee also youthful lust, but follow after righteousness, faith, charity, peace with them that call on the Lord out of a pure heart. In other words, you've got to keep yourself pure. Joseph was a man who did that. Bible tells us about Joseph. There he was, a 17-year-old boy who went down to Egypt, sold in slavery, about 17 years old. And yet God honored him, God favored him, and yet Potiphar's wife looked up on him, desired him, and at the time of this happening, I don't know, Bible says she did it from day to day. She kept enticing him to lie with her, and even come to the time to where she reached over and grabbed him, got everybody out of the house and grabbed at his coat, and he left his coat behind and fled. He fled youthful lust. He ran. In other words, he fled fornication. And folks, at his age and away from home, didn't have mom and daddy, but he said, I cannot do this thing and sin against God. He wanted to keep himself pure, and he did that. Now, his age was from somewhere from 20, 24, 25, 26 years old, probably, when he was put in prison. So during that time, every day, she kept on after him, and yet he stayed true to God in that. And if you want a godly home in an ungodly world, you've got to keep yourself pure. Pure. You see, the greatest gift that you can give your companion on your wedding night is your virginity. And don't lose it before. Don't give it up before. That's for male and female. So you shouldn't do that. Keep yourself pure. And then another thing, if you want a godly home in an ungodly world, is don't date anyone you would not want to marry. In other words, because you might fall in love. Well, I'm just going to have a good time. It's just going to be a friend. And let me say this. I should say don't date according to the rules of society. You see, you ought not to go out together alone. All your dating, so-called, needs to be what the old people call courting on the couch in the home with mom and dad sitting close by and watching over you. You see, you need that You need that kind of dating. This thing of modern dating, going out in cars, alone, parked cars and places, is not really scriptural. It's not right. If you want a godly home in an ungodly world, you need to follow some of these guidelines and don't date anyone who doesn't have a heart for God. You've got to do that. In other words, they need a heart for God. And when I say that, you see, a lot of people are not yet saved because they've not reached the knowledge of accountability, even before they're married. They may not have reached that knowledge of accountability. And so, therefore, if you've got a heart for God and you want to do what's right, that's the kind of person you need to date, you need to go with. You need to date those that believe like you believe is truth, like you've been taught truth. I'm not talking about error. You see, a lot of people believe in salvation is by works. They would say it's by the blood, but yet they'll turn around and say you can lose your salvation. If you can lose your salvation, that means you've got to work to get it, work to keep it. And that's works. Don't date anybody who believes that. There's some people believe you've got to be baptized to be saved, and that's not scriptural. You're baptized because you have been saved. So you get one of those, that crowd. If you date that kind of a person and go out with that kind of person, fall in love with them, then you're going to have some children. It's going to be a pull between two different doctrines, two different teachings. One's right, one's wrong, and their heart will end up the wrong way. You can't have a godly home in an ungodly world if you date the wrong person. So date the right person, one that believes right, one that believes the truth. Somebody says, you believe that Baptist doctrine is the truth. Well, what Baptists used to teach years ago was, the Bible says in Jeremiah, search for the old paths, but the people said, we would not search for them. Find them and search for them and find them and walk in them. And they said, we'll not do that. And that's what many people have done today. So you see, somebody said, you believe Baptists don't want to go to heaven? I'm narrower than that. I don't believe all the Baptists go. You can't go without truth. And you've got to have truth. So therefore, don't date anyone don't date anyone doesn't have a heart for God, or anyone that doesn't believe like you've been taught to believe the truths of God's word. And in other words, and then don't date anybody the Bible forbids you to marry. Now, the Bible says this, and this is a ground that many people don't understand today. We're living in trying times. There's no doubt about that. But in the book of Genesis, the Bible talks about Noah. In Genesis chapter 9, Noah got off the ark, he built a vineyard, and when he built the vineyard, he made wine and got drunk, and he was drunk in his tent, and the Bible said that Ham went in, one of his sons went in, and we don't know exactly what occurred at that time, but he said Noah woke from his wine, verse 24, and knew what his younger son had done unto him. Now, it seems that Ham had committed some kind of an act, probably a homosexual act, which is against God. And let me just interject here. This homosexual crowd today believe you're born that way. Not so. It's sin, been given over to reprobate mind, vile affection, uncleanness. It's not right with God. Mamas and daddies, you fail to teach your children those things. And society today is leading them down that road. It's against God. And so, therefore, sure don't date anybody like that, because God never intended. He made a woman for a man and man for a woman, not man for man and women for women. That's not right. And so, but Noah knew what his younger son had done to him, and he said, verse 25, cursed be Canaan, a servant of servants shall he be unto his brethren. And he said, blessed be the Lord God of Shem, and Canaan shall be his servant. God shall enlarge Japheth, and he shall dwell in the tents of Shem, and Canaan shall be his servant. Now, Canaan was the descendant of Ham. And if you go back and study the Canaanites, you'll find they were black people. You'll find Nimrod was one of the descendants, and I saw the hieroglyphics on the wall. He had all the features of the black men and what they have even today. And I want you to see that he said that Canaan was to be his servant. Now, that don't mean he's to be a slave. I'm not saying that. Don't go off and say that I said that. But what the point is he's trying to make here, that the descendants of Shem can dwell with the descendants of Japheth. In other words, that word dwell means to cohabit. They can intermarry. Those two could intermarry. But he said Canaan was not to be intermarried. He could not dwell in the tents with Japheth or Shem. So God put that down. So there is, God's put an order about that in the Bible. And listen, I'm not against the black. I've got a burden for them. But folks, they worship different. They think different. They do that, as far as the most part. And God never intended for the mixed marriage, if nothing else. It would be wrong for you to marry one because of what the curse that would be upon their children in society. The black won't accept the child, the mixed child, and the white won't accept the mixed child. And I know it's different today. It's better today than it was. I know that because we're waxing worse and worse in sin. We're going further after what God wants us to be and what God wants us to have. But I'm saying, if you want a godly home in an ungodly world, don't date anybody that the Bible forbids you to marry. Now, in Ezra and Nehemiah's day, you go back and study those scriptures, you'll find that they met mixed marriage with some of those around them in the land where they were at. And they come to a point that they had to put them away. They had to put away from them their wives and children. They had to leave them behind. And that was what God did for them to have God's blessing upon them. So when you disobey God and go against the Bible, in this area, you'll send a curse on your children as well from God as well as from society. Yet many are willing to send a curse on their children just to fulfill their lust. Now, folks, as I said, you talk to any black preacher that's right with God, and he'll tell you the same thing I just told you. And this is not prejudice. I love them. I went to Niger, Africa 4 times. I'll do anything I can for them. And the thing about it is, but God said they're not to intermarry. And then I'm talking about having a godly home in an ungodly world. And then don't date anybody who does not meet your pastor's approval and your parents' approval. Well, you need a pastor, and a pastor, you see, they just may know something that you don't know about that person. So you don't date anybody that you hadn't had the approval from your pastor or such like, if you please, or those that godly counsel around you, and your parents, and especially your pastor that stands for the truth of God's Word. Then don't date anybody who has already been married before. Now, I'm talking about those who have been divorced. If you're not never been divorced, don't date anybody that's been divorced. But you can marry somebody or date somebody that's lost their mate in death if you've not been married. But you see, what those people who've already went down that road and divorced and remarried will tell you, it would have been better had they waited on God the first time and got the one that God wanted them to have. So don't date anyone who's already been married before. You see, I'm not trying to hurt anyone. I'm just trying to give you some guidelines for a young person that may have a godly home in an ungodly world. And then take a good look at the person you're thinking about going out with and ask yourself the question, what kind of daddy would he be to my children? What kind of a mother would she be to my children? You see, would he make a good daddy? If he wouldn't make a good daddy or she wouldn't make a good mother, don't date that person. Don't do it, you see. And the sadness of the picture today is that most date on what they see, and that's the physical, that's the outside, but what you see changes quickly. If you don't believe it, if you've got any age on you at all, look in the mirror, and that'd be enough said about that. So we're talking about how to have a godly home in the midst of this ungodly world. These are just some guidelines. If you'll follow them, you can have a godly home, young person, in this ungodly world. This is Edgar Lee Pascal, host of Ask the Pastor, saying good day to you until we meet again on the air or in the air. May the good Lord bless you is our prayer. In Jesus' name, amen.